Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun, we hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. I'm really passionate about Australian agriculture and working with people who grow food and fibre. For the past 20 years, I've been working with beef producers across the country to find better ways to produce cattle and to ensure our beef is the best in the world. The things that drive me are a belief in the ability of Australian farmers to use the right technology to produce food and fibre in ways that not only make money, but are environmentally sustainable, and at the same time, are ensuring that the welfare of our animals is the absolute best it can be. I want Australian agriculture to be a leader in production practices and responsive to the changes that happen in the environment. I really want us to be able to be respected and to be admired and provide really fulfilling careers as well as a really amazing life for everyone who wants to be part of it. In each Rayner Reckons, I'll share with you information on the latest research for livestock production, tips on increasing your profitability, advice on securing the health within your herd. I'll chat to industry leaders, I'll share a few recipes, and hopefully I'll have a laugh with you as we go. When I can, I'll take you on the road and I'll give you an insight into my week and the work I'm doing to help producers right across Australia. So today, I want to talk to you about one of the most important pieces of advice that I can share with you, and that's setting goals for your business. Lots of people think about goal setting and I guess their eyes glaze over a little bit. But for me, goals are a really important part of a successful business. Goals are a waypoint in helping you actually understand where it is you want to go and giving you a purpose to work towards. It also helps you keep on track so that you know what it is you're doing each day and why you're doing it. I think goals have to be very clear, and a lot of the time people tend not to be as clear about what they want. And they don't articulate that with their family, with their partners, or even with themselves. You need to be able to measure it, and you need then to be able to start working towards those goals so that you can be happy in your work and to see a value and also to make sure that you're going where you want it to be. Lots of ways I reckon having a goal is a bit like deciding about driving from Tamworth to Dubbo. The end point is getting to Dubbo safely and on time. How you get there is entirely up to you. There are lots of different ways you could go, and those ways will depend on the car you're travelling in, the family situation that you have, even the weather. So what works for you might not work for someone else. As long as you both get to where you want to be, what does it matter? As long as you know what your goals are, then you can work towards them. So do you know what your goals are? What is your destination? Is it to have an ability to pay your bills, to send the kids to the right school that you want them to go to have your weekend playing golf or tennis or doing other things off the farm, to have a holiday, go to the beach for 2 weeks at Christmas time. These are really good goals and you should be clear about wanting them. There's nothing wrong with wanting them. Just know what they are. So tonight, after you've listened to this, I'd like you to go away and sit down and talk to your family, talk to your partner, and start thinking about what your goals might be. It's going to be a lot easier if you all have a shared outcome and a shared goal. It's not just you on the farm. There are other people involved. What do they want out of it? If they know, then you can build that into the process that you're going through. So how do you go about doing it? And that's, I guess, the other challenge a lot of people say is, how do we set goals? So here are five things that I think will work for you. First is, set a goal that motivates you. What makes you excited about what you're doing? And I know this is going to sound a bit crazy, but do this anyway. Write down what's valuable and important to you. What are those things that really matter? If you want, ask yourself, if I had to share this goal with my mates, what would I tell them that convince them it's a worthwhile goal for me? Use that as a motivating statement to help you if you have some doubts about what you're doing, or if you've got, I guess, you lose a bit of confidence in yourself. Actually go back and think about the things that motivate you. I said your goals should be measurable. I know I said that at the start. In business language, they talk about SMART goals. They're basically an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So think about that. Think about a specific goal. If your goal is to have a holiday, be specific about that. I want 2 weeks holiday every year. I want to lift my carving percentages by 10%. Is it measurable? Can you measure your goal? Yes, I want to be able to pay all my bills and have so much money at the end. Set that up. I want $10,000. I want $20,000 at the end. Is it attainable? If you'd like to be a producer that background steers for the Japanese market and you're breeding cattle that don't suit that market, then you need to think, is that really an attainable goal for me? Is it relevant? How relevant are your goals? Do you want to learn to fly a helicopter? That's great, and that's a great personal goal. Is it really relevant for your business? So there's nothing wrong with having dreams. Just don't get them confused with your goals. And put some times on it. Don't just have something endlessly in mind, but actually work towards a time where you're working to achieve that goal. Put your goals in writing. Actually sit down at the table with the family, with your partner, and write those goals out. The simple practice of writing what your goal is going to make it real. And when you're doing that, make sure you use words that make sure it happens. So write things like, I will have a holiday this year, rather than I want to have a holiday. Because when you say, I will do it, it gives it power, it gives it meaning, and it actually means it's going to happen. And you can look at it and go, I'm getting towards achieving that. I think the other thing is that if you say, I will do that, in your head, you're already on your way. And I reckon if that was a 2 week holiday at the beach, already you'd be thinking about laying out the towel and hearing the waves. Set an action plan. Vegan farming, a lot of the times we get so caught up in the actions every day we forget our goals. But when we set goals, sometimes we often forget what the actions are we need to do to achieve them. So you've got to remember, set some actions down, write out what you're going to do, and then you can check those actions off along the way. That way, you'll also know that you're progressing where you're going, and it helps you make sure that you're actually achieving the things you've set out to achieve. And last and most importantly is stick with it. It's easy, I guess, to go through this process. It's easy to set an action plan, but most importantly, you need to stick with it. In farming, we know that things don't happen overnight. We have to get used to having a bit of patience. But working towards a goal will take that patience. Don't give up. Stick with your goal. The other thing that it helps you do is to get your thoughts in order. And look, when you've got an action plan and you are sticking to it, if you get stuck, if you get a little bit lost along the way, being able to go back and look at the plans you've written down, to think about your motivations, why you're doing things, means if you need to get a bit of help, it's a lot easier to get someone to come in and ask for a specific piece of advice to get you back on track. That's a really effective way for you, and it's going to be an effective way for whoever you ask to help you get yourself back to where you want to be. So don't sweat it. Spend some time talking to everyone tonight, tomorrow, the next couple of days. But make sure you actually sit down at the end of this and start to think about what motivates you, what excites you, what motivates everyone else. That's the first step in your goals. Once you've kicked your ideas around, write it down, set your plans up, and start thinking about how your jobs tomorrow are going to add to the goals that you've set. Now don't forget, if you like, you can contact me on social media. I'm on Twitter at AlRayner302, or if you use Facebook, you can like Rayner Ag on Facebook. And while this podcast is free, like you, I'm driven to make Australian agriculture profitable. So if you like what you hear, or you'd like a little bit more advice, I can offer you a range of services. Check out my website, www.raynerag.com.au. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.